T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: my husband and I want our girlfriend back. Dear Steve and Shirley, I am a 37-year-old married woman, and I found out that my husband was sleeping with my girlfriend when Shirley read my girlfriend's strawberry letter on the radio. Oops. I've been married to a man for 7 years, and I had a girlfriend on the side for most of our marriage. My husband and I had some financial issues, so my female friend, who was actually my lover, moved in with us to help out with the bills. My husband had no idea we were lovers, and I hope you can remember that letter. Oh, yes, we remember the letter quite well. Anyway, the arrangement was perfect for me because my girl and I would have fun together while my husband was gone, and my husband had no idea what was going on. Then my girl and my husband ended up having sex all the time, and they did a great job at hiding it from me. We were all busted when you read my girl's strawberry letter. At the time, I had no idea that my girl was even interested in having sex with men. And certainly not my husband, not my husband. And the biggest shocker was that she was pregnant. I was furious because they had played me. I forced my girl to move out of our house, and I didn't talk to my husband for nearly a month. Now I realize that breaking up with my girl was a big mistake. I miss our friendship and intimacy. I talked to my husband about letting my girl move back in, and he is all for it, if she and I can work out our differences. But my girl is still angry with me, and she said that she doesn't want to move back in to a messy situation. I just want to put our family back together, especially since she's pregnant. Am I asking for too much? How can I fix this? Please
Lord
help.
Mercy, Jesus.
Can you believe this letter,
Lord,
right?
Jesus.
Work it.
Well, first, I want to thank you for listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Not a thank you shout out.
We love all our listeners. We appreciate them, okay? And aren't you in, you know, a bit of a pickle with all this mess going on? This is what happens, you know, when you set out to play someone. You usually are the one that gets played. And in this case, it was your husband who ended up turning the tables on you. But did he have to get the girl pregnant, too? That is my question. Did he have to do that? Couldn't they use protection? I mean, how disrespectful all of this. First of all, you bringing her in, you doing her behind your husband's back, then her and your husband doing each other behind your back, and then getting pregnant on top of that. A mess. But in any event, it looks like the perfect situation for all involved, especially your hubby, who so slickly... I know Steve is going to get into this more, but who so slickly said he's all for your girlfriend slash his baby mama to move in. Right. I knew you were. To move in. If you guys can work out your differences. OK, so get on that. Talk to her. She's your girlfriend, too. I'm sure you can talk her into it, and you guys can have one big happy family. What I feel the most for, who I feel the most for in this situation will be the baby. All right. This innocent baby you guys are bringing into this mess. You got
to
think about that.
The
baby doesn't need to be seeing this. You're so right about this. You not only have to fix your relationship with your husband and this girl, you got to think about the future, this baby and all of that. This is a mess. This is really, really, really a mess. And you started it. Steve.
Make me proud.
Let's just get to this right away. This the dumbest mess. This don't make no damn sense. First of all, you had a lover the whole time you was married. While your husband at work, you and her just in here just doing each other. Mm-hmm. Now then, while you gone, Tricky, we'll refer to her as Tricky. Tricky start
Tricky.
Doing your husband.
I like Tricky.
Mm-hmm.
So now Tricky in that doing you when he gone and him when she gone. She got to be tired. She got to be tired.
She's exhausted, now, right?
Soon as the car start up in the driveway, she got to go, oh, Lord Jesus. Where is they going now? I'm in here trying to get some rest. Soon as that car pull out the driveway, Tricky.
Not Tricky, though, but I love Tricky.
Hit it next time. Tricky. Hit it next time.
Tricky time.
Tricky. Okay. I'm going to show you how Tricky's day go. Tricky, he going to work. All right, let me get myself together. Tricky, I just came home for lunch.
Lord. I love the change in voices.
Me too.
Tricky, he going back to work after lunch.
What? He's adorable.
Tricky, I'm home.
So fast.
It's for letter purposes.
6 o'clock. Tricky. He went to play poker with his friend. Damn. Tricky, I'm back from playing poker.
And I won.
And I won. Got a little extra change.
Yeah.
That's Tricky's day.
Wow, Tricky.
Tricky is exhausted.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
And I know why she pregnant. Because they didn't have time for no protection.
Yeah, she doesn't have time for much. You're right.
So after this, I'm going to share with you the rest of the letter. How I feel about it.
All right, we're going to recap this whole thing, Steve. This is crazy, crazy, crazy.
Who is it?
Tricky. Who is it now? Tricky, it's 2:30 in the morning. He went to take his mama to the hospital.
Oh, God.
What? What do you want?
Don't play with me, girl.
I'm tired.
She want a girlfriend back because she had a girlfriend, moved her in because they was having financial difficulties with her and her husband. Not husband don't know that her girlfriend is actually her lover. So every time he leave the house, they going at it. Now, husband just started looking around and Tricky, who is the girl, start liking the man. And so now every time she go, she getting it on with the dude. The woman finds out because we read the strawberry letter. She said she had no idea her girl was even interested in having sex with men. And certainly not my husband. The biggest shocker was she pregnant because she confused.
God.
She having sex so many times with y'all two. She don't know, do I need protection or this? If this,
what
is this artificial? Is this a real thing? What's happening in here?
What day is it?
Yeah. So I was furious because they had played me. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Wasn't you playing him?
Yes.
What you mad at? I forced my girl to move out of our house, and I didn't talk to my husband for nearly a month. Now I realized that breaking up with Tricky was a big mistake. I miss our friendship and intimacy. So I talked to my husband about letting my girl move back in. Excuse me. That's a misprint. I talked to my husband about letting our girl move back in, and he was all for it. You damn right he was.
Right. It's a win-win.
He said if she and I can work out our differences, but my girl is angry with me, and she says she don't want to move back into a messy situation. What? What?
Yeah.
When did you think this was messy? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you when it got messy. When she asked you to move in and you was her girlfriend / lover, that was messy. But now she don't want to move back into this messy situation. I just want to put our family back together. What?
What?
When you say dysfunctional family, you're at a whole new level. Like Shirley said, she feels sorry for the baby because the baby's mama is pregnant by her brother-in-law, so to speak, which is would make him his the baby uncle and the baby daddy.
Man, this is crazy.
I cannot.
The woman that's had Tricky having the baby is the mama, but then you is supposed to be her friend like her sister, so you the baby's aunt, but you really her the baby's stepmother. Because you married to the daddy of the baby.
This is crazy.
So when this baby go to school, his first day is going to be so confusing.
Mm-hmm.
What is your mother's name? I'm not sure. Excuse me? I'm not sure. Who is your father? Oh, I know who my father is. So he's your father? Well, he's my father and my uncle.
What?
Why is he your uncle? Because my mama's sister is married to him. Well, then that's your uncle. How is he your father? Well, he became my father because his wife went to work too much.
What?
Yeah.
What, little boy?
And that's how it happened.
Wow.
Then he just gonna start sliding on the sliding board.
That's
yeah.
his life.
Little baby, he ain't finna work through it no more. It's confusing to him.
That's crazy.
This is the worst letter. I don't see how. The dude wants a, it's a whole family. This is dysfunctional, man.
Yes, it is.
I thought we were dysfunctional.
And you didn't speak to him for a month. Oh, girl, you finna throw yourself into something when she come back in the house because you're going to try to eyeball the situation. Now, if you ain't worked out that we y'all all seeing each other, then don't worry about it. But I think she don't want back, not because it's messy. I don't think she want back because she just tired.
No, Uncle, when
she just tired.
She's tired,
huh?
Steve.
Let me ask you this. So when they hadn't talked in a month, her and her husband, had he seen her, the other lady?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tricky?
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd been somewhere with her. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he been seeing her the whole time.
Okay.
Now, and one more time, Steve. Who Tricky is the girl?
Tricky is the girl.
I'm trying to keep
that's
up.
That's sleeping with the husband and the wife.
Okay, yeah. I'll drop my
who is pregnant by the husband.
Uh-huh.
But him, her, and the girl is best friends, so they like sisters. So the baby is going to be aunt, going to have an aunt that's married to her father, to the baby father, but it's really going to be the baby mother-in-law.
What? Yeah. Now you really confused me.
Yeah. See, the lady that invited the lady in, that's really her lover and girlfriend.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. So the girlfriend's like sisters. Uh-huh. So she going to have to tell the baby, this your aunt.
Wow.
You know, when the baby get here. But yeah. really, yeah. What the baby don't know is since the husband is the daddy, that his the baby aunt is really her mother-in-law. So she going to have two mothers in the house and a daddy.
Wow.
And an uncle and an aunt.
God.
That's too much.
I'm excited about this letter.
Why are you excited?
Yeah, because I want them to get back together so they can write us the next letter.
Yeah, yeah. At least they listen. I love the fact that they listen to us.
That's true, right?
Y'all crazy, man. I don't know what y'all doing, man.
Let's talk to them.
Oh, y'all going to hell.
Wow. Wow. Well, I hope they work this out.
I hope they call us.
They're not going to call us, dog. And you can't talk to them.
He's way too excited.
Well, I'm going over there if we get the number now.
Boy, you ain't going nowhere.
All right, listen. You can email us. You can Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at steveharveyfm.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.